Okay, so we're holding here a dush. We began discussing schita of peiros, squeezing the juice out of fruit. And we mentioned that to squeeze the juice out of the fruit itself is possibly issa d'oraisa in some cases. Other cases it will be issa d'rabbanan. And bizmanina, we don't really have fruits that are issa, that are mutter. Because it's normal to squeeze all different fruits and vegetables. I want to jump now to squeezing lemons. And then we're going to come back to Gimel. But Dalet. Now I'm explaining you what the sugya of squeezing lemons is. Sugya of squeezing lemons is when you normally when we squeeze the orange for the juice is to drink the juice. So I created a mashk over here. When I squeeze a lemon, no one drinks the lemon juice by itself. So what do? I either squeeze it into a cup and then I take this lemon juice and mix it into something else, or I squeeze the lemons into something else. So the lemon, the juice of the lemons is not for the juice. It's to use it with something else. So therefore, there is a question in the Paiskim if there's an issa bechlal to squeeze lemons on Shabbos.
Why? Because this is only for
the mashka. This doesn't have a shei mashka because you don't drink the juice.
Why is it?
What?
Only if you drink it.
It's not made for drinking the juice. It's made. So now, but there's. But I said two reasons, and there's a big nafka meaning between the two reasons. Again, one reason why schitas lemons is not considered schita. One reason, no, it's further than. Again, listen closely. There are two reasons why squeezing lemons would not be an issur. One reason is because you always squeeze it into another liquid. You squeeze the lemon into the water to make lemonade. That's the lashon of the basic to make lemonade, to make lemonade. So either because you always squeeze it into liquid, or the second reason is because, and the first reason is because you never squeeze the juice to be by itself. The other reason is because you may squeeze it into a cup, but it's not made to drink the way it is. It's made to mix with something else. And there's a big nafkamin over here, bismanenu. The nafkamin is that nowadays you go to a store, you can buy bottles of lemon juice for cooking, for drinking, for making lemonade, for all different things. So according to the first reason, that the reason why lemons are different than other fruits is because you don't squeeze the juice by itself. It's always squeezed into another liquid that does not apply nowadays. And according to the second reason, that even if it's squeezed for itself, but since you don't drink it by itself, then that applies nowadays. So it comes out we have a big machlekes between the Mishnah and the Aruch HaShulchan. If nowadays you could squeeze lemons into your cup. According to the Aruch HaShulchan of Paskins, like the second reason, you'll be allowed to squeeze lemons. According to Mishbura, you can't squeeze your lemons.
The first one is not shaved. Mashed likes to use for cooking and stuff.
Therefore, it's a mashke. It's a liquid.
Mashke is something you drink.
Oh.
What makes a shaved mashke?
It's liquid. It's a cup of liquid. Went from Eichel to to your pores.
But mashke is something you drink, no?
Since when? Not in Hilchos Tumah. It's a liquid, it flows, it pours. In Hilchos Shabbos also in other areas. Anything that pours is a mashke. But the question is, does have a din mashke b'toyah schita because you don't drink it by itself?
Other schitas don't drink schita seyir.
Like what? That may be a different schita. That's malabin, right? We'll have to discuss if it's malabin or dash or what, or it might be drabanan, the Magen Mishnah says. We'll get to Schita later on.
Start making wine on
Shabbos?
What? Would you be allowed to start making wine on Shabbos? You mix all sorts of the wine.
To squeeze the grapes?
To squeeze the grapes.
No, Chas Hashem, that's a deraisa. There's a famous story that took place here in Yerushalayim. The Ktzais HaShulchan. The Ktzais HaShulchan, Rav Avraham Chaim Noh, who's a Rav here in Yerushalayim, in this area actually, he writes in his Sefer. He was walking home from Shul Friday night with a Tam Chacham, and Tam Chacham told him, I'm in a rush. He said, what are you in a rush for? I'm standing in a rush to make Kiddush. He said, no, to squeeze the grapes for Kiddush. He said, squeeze the grapes? How are you allowed to do that? He said, Tam Chacham said, this is the first Gemara that you're allowed to. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, Soichet Eshkol Shal Anavim U'mikadesh Olav. Mor says you could squeeze a cluster of grapes and make kiddush on it. So he learned Soichid Eshkol Shalanov means Friday night and make kiddush on it. So Rav Chaim no writes, no, Soichid Eshkol Anovim Erev Shabbos. Mekadosh Olav Friday night. The Gemara is coming to teach us over the year that it's grape juice, even though it didn't ferment yet, it didn't become alcohol, doesn't have its alcoholic content to it. It's kosher for Kiddush. It's a discussion about Nisuch HaYayin, other Inyanim over the year. That's what the Gemara is focusing on. But he read the Gemara, squeeze it, and make Kiddush on it. So, it was a good question, because you probably knew the Gemara about Master. But that's pshat. Okay, so we have here. So again, so lemons is machlekes. Now, for those that are knowing that squeezing lemon juice is a problem, so now the question is, if I squeeze the lemon into the tea, so what I'm doing is I'm not squeezing it into a cup by itself. I'm squeezing it into a cup of tea, into liquid. Is that schitas or not? It's going from oichel into getting mixed into liquid.
That's
oichel. I'm talking about now liquid. I'm going step by step. So that's a question also in the paiskim. So therefore, if you ever saw it, some people, when they want to put lemon juice into their tea, they put sugar on a spoon. They squeeze it onto the sugar, because that comes to what you mentioned, that it's onto oichel. Onto eichel is mutter, gets absorbed in the eichel, and then I put it into the tea. What's the difference? Because when it goes from the fruit to the sugar, or fruit to the salmon in your case, what's happening is going from eichel to eichel. So we don't view it as a shem mashk. So let's read Gimel and then we'll see Dalet. Gimel. Schita l'toich eichel. Kasav nulel. Sheschitas peiris daim l'disha. We learned earlier that squeezing a fruit, it's similar to threshing. Before and there was an apple. Now by me squeezing it, I could drink it. Moving al kain. The malacha is that now I created something that I did not have before. What did I not have before? I didn't have a drink. I didn't have the liquid. But if even after the schita, so you're right, in the ear there was some drips of liquid flying in the ear. But if at the end result it's part of a oichel, so then it's not similar to dash. That's mutter. Therefore, you're allowed to squeeze pears into eichlin. The taknum, shadai nisha mashka zeh shem eichel. Shemashka bal eichel yeshalav shem eichel. Alkein kivin shurak and farak eichel me eichel and asim lach. Now, when I'm using this heter, when I'm using this heter of squeezing the lemon onto the fish or whatever it is, the orange onto the fish or squeezing the fruit for the juice to go into a salad, there's one or two, no, there has to be one or two situations. Either that the liquid is getting absorbed in the salad and there's no liquid left, or I'm squeezing enough, I am squeezing more than what's getting absorbed into the eichel, but what the extra I'm squeezing is also needed in order to give taste to the eichel. So then it's being done for the eichel. Right, so that's what's one of those two things. Either it's getting absorbed in the eichel, or in order to give the fish the taste that it needs, I really need to squeeze a lot more than what gets absorbed into it. Yeah.
This lumdus that it goes from eichel to eichel doesn't become a mashka. It should also apply to grapes.
Okay, one second. So that's why let's finish the paragraph for a second. This is when you squeeze it onto the food itself. But if you squeeze it into an empty kli, but if I want to squeeze the juice into an empty cup, even though my das is to then take the juice and pour it into the eichel, that's not good. Right? Lemons, we said, is different because lemons, you always do that.
You can't use a cleafus, right?
What?
You can't use
to
a
to squeeze it? No.
Yeah, right? That's for sure.
Right. But now, v'avsh, now goes your heart. V'avsh me ikra din matir l'skoi kopeir z'soi chaychlin. Now, even though me ikra din, according to the letter of the law, which is like was mentioned that if you just think about the lumdas, it should apply to all fruit, including zeisav anavim. It should really apply to even schitim from their minatayra. Since there are those that aser, Shachnarch brings down a second shita. I forgot who it is. Things of the Sefer Chuma, maybe, or the second shita. That holds, that doesn't hold the Islamas. So because of that, we are machmir by the Raisa. So therefore, Allah lemaisa, if you want to squeeze your grape or your olive, right? You want to squeeze some olive juice onto oichel, that you cannot do. But to squeeze your lemon or your orange onto oichel, that would be mutter. Now, there's a question whether miyad helps to be matter. It does not have to be miyad. But there's a question if miyad will be matter. Let's just read the next paragraph before it ends. Akein asa l'schein limonim. See, he's going with the shita of the Mishnah Brura. That's also to squeeze lemons. Like we mentioned, because the Mishnah Brura goes with the teretz of the Beis Yosef, that since you never squeeze it by itself, therefore it does not have a mashke. But nowadays, that you go to the store, you can buy bottles of lemon juice. Okay, this is also the shita. Right.
Skip it, question.
Yeah. This is also going according to his shita that we mentioned earlier, that he held that anything which is normal to squeeze falls into the category of deraisa. Right. So therefore, that won't bother us. So let's just skip to after the number 13. V'muta l'schet ha'leimoynim agave sukkar. Now, whether I could squeeze it onto the sugar, kishadait lita in a sukkah achach l'teich mashkin, yesh machleis achreim, so also machleikis. B'lavach yesh gam nimnoyim l'schei l'mon afilo teich oichlin, like we mentioned before. V'nir shemunach v'sakik, ma'shanog v'zmanin, sh'os l'schei. Fine, okay, he's going very to the extreme. But, yeah, but we hold like the Aruch HaShulchan Me'ikra Din. We hold Me'ikra Din like Shulchan Aruch, the lemons you're allowed to squeeze. You can squeeze it into a cup, but Me'ikra Din, the Aruch HaShulchan and many others hold like that also.
Just lemons.
Just the Rechayish from the Mishnah Brura. Welcome. The Rechayish from the Mishnah Brura. We are going to either squeeze it onto the sugar or squeeze it onto the fish, and that's.
But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it says that.
Aruch HaShulchan, you can squeeze it into a cup. And
I just saw that.
Wow. Love it.
But what's normal? It's still not normal to drink it by itself, according to the Aruch HaShulchan.
So he says you do it. That's the
last one.
That's it. As we said, that it's squeezed to be used by itself. Since it's not used by itself, it's only used to mix into something else. That's not mashke for this halacha.
Nowadays, if I open up a can of olives, right? There's liquid on the bottom. The liquid's from the pickling.
Yeah.
The liquid's not like olive oil that was squeezed from the olives. The liquid's from the pickling. Would that
So whatever olive juice leaked into it became bottle in that brine, probably.
Uh-huh. So
like we learned earlier, right?
So it wouldn't be...
Probably. Yeah.
Wouldn't be an issue.
Well, okay. What's that about schita? So
we'll get to it, I think, at the end of this parak or by Malabi. If we don't get to it in this parak, remind me.